You're tuned in at 2.1 KMZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network. We're just moments away from boys tip-off here. Frankfort Wildcats taking on the Onega Buffaloes. I'm Crimson Prophet Bobby Seth back in studio. Boys matchup getting ready to go. Again, our girls matchup in 42-24. It was all Frankfort in that win over Onega. See if the Frankfort Wildcats here can sweep here at home before they get into this winter break. Looking over starters for both teams, starting with the Wade team with the Onega Buffaloes. Graham Bulberg, the 6'01 senior. Ryder Coltman, the 5'9 freshman. Jason Huffless, the 6'04 junior. Josh Daniels, the 5'10 senior. And Maddox Tonis, the 5'9 junior. Head coached by Jason Klinkham in his third season there for the Onega Buffaloes. And for the Frankfort Wildcats, led by Wes Anderson, the gunslinger and the man, the myth, and the legend. The 5'11 senior is a third-team All-State returner from last season, first-team Twin Valley League All-Teamer. If you don't know his name, well, you probably should. He's one of the best in the Twin Valley League and definitely one of the best athletes that have come through this league as well. He's averaging 22 points per game. Also here, Fred Rosequist, the 6'2 senior. Porter Colton, the 5'8 senior. Henry Ketter, the junior. And Peyton Adams, the 5'10 junior. Frankfort Wildcats are head coached by Adam Schreiner in his third season, 30-18 in his career here with the Frankfort Wildcats. Well, that being aside, four quarters and 32 minutes of play here of basketball action. Here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, on the left side of your dial is Onega's Casey Helpless, the 6'4 junior. Now to the right is the Frankfort Wildcats, Fred Rosequist. And looks like the Frankfort Wildcats will start off with the ball. Winning it is Rosequist and Adams there on the pickup, deep on the near side of the court. Here's Wes Anderson. Anderson is averaging 22 points a game this season, an all-around terrific athlete here for the Frankfort Wildcats. He surpassed over 100 passing touchdowns in the football season this year, and over 8,000 passing yards, I believe. And here's a foul to start this game up underneath the basket. And that is Peyton Adams, who's up the free throw line already here for Frankfort. He'll go up and shoot too. The foul is against Graham Bulberg. Adams up at the free throw line. His first shot goes up, and it rickets right off the top of the free throw line. Porter Colvin, this is Peyton Adams, 5'10 junior, trying to hit this free throw shot. He goes 0-for-2 at the line, but the rebound is picked up by Rosequist, and now Frankfort will have it around the perimeter. Now to Ketter. Ketter driving up to the top to Rosequist. Rosequist out to Colvin. Colvin pump fakes the three, pump fakes another one here, and set Adams deals out to Anderson. Anderson is screened for a three! And Anderson hits it from afar. Frankfort starts the scoring 3-0 over Onega. 7 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Josh Daniels with it underneath the basket, trying to make a baseline drive. Now he's stuck on his pivot, but one-on-one, he's working against Peyton Adams. And already an early timeout here by head coach Jason Klinkham. Not liking what he's seeing here on the floor. He'll call an early timeout to talk things over this team to maintain this possession. It's a quick 30. 6:58 left to go in the first quarter. 3-0, Frankfort leads over Onega here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network after the Onega timeout. Down by three here to Frankfort. 6:50 to go in the opening quarter. And here the ball being batted out of bounds. They'll say that possession stays here with Onega. Onega with it. Maddox Honus, the point guard. He throws it all the way over the top. A long reach and stretch by Josh Daniels. But he comes down with it at the very top of the timeline. Here he drives inside the baseline. Has to scoot it out to his teammate. And then a short shot to the basket, and it's rebounded by Wes Anderson. Frankfort will take it down the floor with Anderson on the far boundary. The man-to-man defense for the Onega Buffaloes. Excuse me, zone defense here. They're looking, actually showing 3-2. And a drive inside, and in for two is Fred Rosequist. Frankfort now leads 5-0 over Onega. Venega with it. Upless, the junior, 6'4", passes it out. And now Daniels trying to get a pass to him from his teammate Ballberg, but Ballberg throws it out of bounds on accident. That is the first turnover of the game. Here it's against Onega. Wes Anderson gets the ball thrown to him, inbounded from the Frankfurt sideline. Anderson to the top right elbow, passed off to Rosequist. Rosequist inside, Ketter right back to Rosequist, and he is fouled. And he'll head right back up to the free throw line. Rosequist here at the line, shooting his first free throw shot of this game. Jason Hopless picked up the foul there for Onega. Two fouls for Onega here in this opening quarter. Last one up was Peyton Adams, doing 0 for 2. Rosequist, though, he hits his first. He's now at 3 points on the game. Tied with Wes Anderson here in this first quarter for Frankfurt. The only two scores so far for Frankfurt. Now he takes the team leading score with 4 points. Frankfurt leads 7-0 in the opening quarter. 5:53 left to go here. Then this first, Onega back with it, down 7-0. Here, Ryder Coltman, the freshman, out to Josh Daniels. Daniels drives inside, takes a jump step, and here fires from the top of the elbow, misses the shot, rebound by Huffless, but then he loses control of the ball. It's a turnover, and it's taken away by Henry Ketter. Now, right side, Colvin. Colvin to Adams. Adams drives inside, jump shot, kicks it back out, and now it's out to Rosequist on the top of the perimeter. He sets a screen, steals out the defender, but the ball was not able to get past to him. That's Anderson. He'll take a quick shot for a three. Couldn't snipe it. Huffless able to grab the shell. And now down the floor, here is Onega. Left side, Daniels on the far wing. Passes it up to the elbow, and Volberg. Volberg out to his teammate. Honus, Honus, a deep three, and that is missed. Rebounded by Peyton Adams. His first rebound of the game. Anderson, Rosequist inside. Here, the interior, trying to dribble around, couldn't find an opening. He has to get it around the perimeter now. And a nice bounce pass under the legs of Honus. Out to Rosequist. A very tight pass there, if you will. And Frankfurt takes this deep three from Calvin. And Colvin misses it. And the rebound by Honus. Honus with it. Passes it out to his left to Coltman. Coltman. Bounce passing to his teammate, Volberg at the top of the elbow. He sets the screen for Daniels. Daniels travels. Three turnovers for Onega. Still 0 points. 7-0. Frankfurt leads over the Buffaloes. 4:14 to go in this first quarter. And we already have a substitution on the side for Onega. For Frankfurt. Taking out Peyton Adams and inserting Kyler Parthamer, the freshman. Freshman is averaging 2.8 points per game and 3.7 rebounds a game this season for Frankfurt. Let's see what he can do here on the court as he tracks out to the right side of Anderson. Anderson down the floor. Now he'll throw it to Parthamer. Parthamer keeps it high above his head on the right elbow. He looks to his left to Anderson. Anderson rotating the ball in his wheelhouse. Flies it out to Colvin. Colvin drives inside. Steals out the defender and goes in for two. Porter Colvin keeping it aggressive down low. Frankfurt up 9-0 with 3:46 to go in the first quarter. Near over Onega. Onega has it. Ryder Coltman. He still searches for his first three-pointer of the season. He is 0-13. Here, Coltman on the far boundary. Passes inside of Volberg. Volberg pumps it out of a fake pass. Misses the shot. Coltman tried to rebound it for Onega, but it is taken away down low by Parthamer. Parthamer passes it out right of his hip to Anderson. Anderson down the floor. Quick drive. In-step. Inside. He goes down low. Parthamer. And that ball goes over the back of the glass. And they're going to say the last one to touch it was Frankfurt. But head coach Adam Schreiner, he's pleading the opposite case. So Nega, well, the officials are going to discuss here. And they will maintain the possession, actually, with Frankfurt. Wipe that turnover away. Frankfurt maintains this one. Underneath the basket, on the baseline, is Wes Anderson, the 5'11 senior. Wrapped up his senior career at quarterback here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Of course, looking to go on to the next level of the football category. talked plenty to his dad, of course, the coach of shows over the season, Nick Anderson. Had plenty of college visits. It'd be interesting to see where a player of all-type caliber, or Wes Anderson, can go and move on to that next level. Here he passes it in for Frankfurt. Showing it is Tolbin. Tolbin, left hand driving, dribbling to the key. Out to Parthamer. Parthamer over the top. Good pass out to Anderson. Anderson, he'll lock and load and fire away a deep three, but miss. And rebound collected by Tristan Kuhlman. More Onega. Now to Honus. Honus between his legs. Now switches to his left side. Now he loses the ball. He's stuck on his pivot foot, right foot, and he gets it out to his teammate. Now to Coulterman. Coulterman between his legs. Drives inside. Loses the ball. He's able to retrack it back to the timeline. Here's a three-pointer by Honus, and it's off the top of the rim. And it's rebounded by Peyton Adams. Back in the game for Frankfurt. 9-0, 2:21 to go. Frankfurt leads by 9 over Onega. And there's a foul on the floor. I think they'll call it against Tristan Kuhlman. And yes, they will. Or Mike gets this one against Luke Pale, and they will. Excuse me, it's against the 5'9" sophomore Pale. Fred Rosequist will come off to the bench here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Stepping in for him out on the floor would be Max Studer, the senior. And immediately a turnover. Onega takes it down the court. Huffless, jump stop, and a nice finish for Cason Huffless in the first points of the game now for the Onega Buffaloes. They're only down by 7, 9-2, with 2 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Of Frankfurt with the lead and the ball again. Parthamer at the top of the perimeter. Parthamer outright screen for a three-point shot for Adams, but Adams could not hit the basket. Huffless making the rebound and out to Coulterman. Coulterman, the quarterback takeover this season for Onega, is just a freshman, played in all games this year. Now here he's going to be one of the top point guards on this team. Three-point shot by Tristan Coleman. He misses it, and the rebound's picked up by Peyton Adams. Now to Wes Anderson. Anderson, fresh with the pass, out right side to Adams. Adams looks through his triple option, and he goes past. He gets passed back outside the perimeter, and Parthamer drives inside over the top of Kuhlman. And keeping it cool is Tyler Parthamer with two, sending it back to 9 points, 11-2. A lead here for Frankfurt with 1:04 to go in the first quarter over Onega. Honus. Now to Coulterman. Coulterman. And on the end around, he shoots it from the top of the charity line. He misses. And Porter Colvin takes the rebound for Frankfurt. Porter Colvin, his first rebound of the game. Anderson out to Parthamer. Parthamer, Colvin. Colvin takes a right foot. Now left foot step, drives inside. Works right back out to Adams. Adams, Parthamer. Parthamer does a pass out to Anderson. And that will be batted out of bounds after the missed three-point shot. They'll say the last one to touch it was a Frankfurt player. So that possession here goes to now Onega, I think, or no. They're going to say last one to touch it actually was Onega. Frankfurt. They were just making some substitution changes, putting Fred Rosequist back in this game. He gets it passed at the top of the elbow, and then he immediately fires it out on a chest pass right to Henry Ketter. Cutter, Bolden. There's only 4 seconds on the shot clock. It's a deep three, 4 foot off the arc. It's missed by Colvin. And the rebound is by Maddox Honus, his second board of the game. He goes quickly down the court to throw to Pale. Pale gets a three-pointer! Then he hangs the ornament. Luke Pale hits his first three of the season. And trying to respond, Wes Anderson, but he floats it a foot under the basket to end quarter number one. Frankfurt only leads by 6, 11-5 over Onega. They held a 9-0 lead for roughly about 2 minutes of that quarter and held Onega out shutless for nearly all of it. Onega is able to drop the 6, 11-5, Frankfurt leads. We'll step aside real quick. We're back here after 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. As we step into 2026, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We're people you know and care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
To start the second quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, it starts off with a steal from Wes Anderson, the fourth turnover of the game for the Onega Buffaloes. And they take it down the court. It's Frankfurt, and inside pass, Rosequist to Colvin, and what a great pass, but unfortunate no-go on the finish. Daniels makes the rebound for Onega. They take back over. They're down by six. Onega is 11-5 here to Frankfurt with 7:28 to go in this second quarter. All right, things slowing down just a tad here. Onega resetting at the top of the timeline with Honus. Honus passes out left side to Daniels. Daniels Huffles. Huffles going over the top, right-hand stretch and reach, but not able to get the shot to go in. Colvin makes the rebound as he tracks this one down the court, the far lettering on the sideline. He passes it to Anderson. Anderson out to Rosequist. Rosequist here, filling up the defenders. He passes it out to his teammate Colvin. Colvin, Adams. Adams looking through his options here. He'll set his screen as he passes it out to Anderson. And Anderson will go up the left side and a beautiful drive and finish by Wes Anderson, keeping it as a snowplow through defenders. 13-5, back to an 8-point lead. Frankfurt over Onega. 6:37 to go in the second quarter. Onega with it. End around, hand out to Coltman. Coltman, a soft pass out to Honus. Honus giving it back to Coltman. Coltman dribbling, but losing the ball is steal from Porter Colvin. Fifth turnover for Onega. Frankfurt down the floor with it. Anderson, left side wing. He'll take the same drive as he did last time, but unfortunately not able to finish. Didn't find the same spot on the window. And it looks like a foul will get called here against the Frankfurt Wildcats. Oh, called against Porter Colvin, his first of the game. And it looks like Wes Anderson will get his first break of this contest. And Kyle Parthamer will come in off the bench for him. So Anderson, it's a well-needed break, his first of the game. Can't see him staying off the floor for long. Just enough to get a quick breather as he immediately sits down right next to both of his coaches. Here for Onega with it. Daniels. Daniels, tight pass. Low to Volberg. Volberg working around the elbow. Low post. We couldn't put it in on the layup attempt. Parthamer makes the rebound after coming in for Wes Anderson. Parthamer flips out. Left side. Adams. Adams to Rosequist. Rosequist. Top step. Hands it out to Adams. Adams, Parthamer, 17 on the shot clock. That's a screen here, up the pass off to Ketter. Ketter, Rosequist, Rosequist, tight pass inside, and going over the top is Parthamer. Parthamer, who averages 3 points a game, here he's got four for the young freshman. 15-5. Largest lead now for Frankfurt. Up by 10. 5:13 to go in the second quarter. Frankfurt over Onega. Onega has the possession. Honus is trying to command the offense here. He's going to flash out left side to Daniels. He takes it that way. Daniels now baseline. Here he's going to swing it out to his teammate Honus. Honus barely keeps it alive from going out of bounds on the Frankfurt sideline. Now it's rotated on the far side. There's 4 seconds of the shot clock. It's got to go up, and it rattles in. The first three-pointer of the season for the freshman, Ryder Coulterman. He finally breaks the seal for himself. And now it makes it a 7-point game. Frankfurt missing underneath the basket is Adams. Looks like Wes Anderson is getting prepared to come right back in this game for Frankfurt. Frankfurt holding a 7-point lead, 15-8 with 4:23 to go here in the second quarter. Honus, left side, dribbling. On the wing, passes out behind him to Coltman. Coltman, no, looks, it gets it to Huffles. Huffles trying to go through two defenders. He is fouled. The official says it's on the floor. So before he went up and made the shot attempt, Wes Anderson, though, he takes this time, he steps back in, he'll come in for Peyton Adams, a 5'10" junior. 15-8, 7-point lead for Frankfurt, 4:12 to go in the second quarter. opponents. Has it underneath the glass, right side. Tilts his head to the left side, looking for the pass. Now he'll go way over the top. He'll find Bulberg. Bulberg, pass behind him, the rider, Coltman. Coltman now trying to go behind his back. Fakes that. Instead, he throws it out to Daniels. Daniels, driving low, right hand, out to Honus. 25 seconds on the shot clock. Plenty of time to run an offensive set here. Coltman fakes the three-point shot, drives inside, looks down. Now he'll start dribbling around, still spinning. Fires out to his teammate, Bulberg. Bulberg taps the three and rattles around like a bullet in a tin can. A three-point shot for Graham Bulberg. And now they can hit three threes in the first half. They drill to a four-point game. 15-11, down by four to Frankfurt with 3:35 to go in the second quarter. Porter Colvin drives inside. Reverse underhand layup going in for two. 17-11, backed up by six is Frankfurt. But Onega has it. Ryder Coulterman calls his teammate to his right side. Coulterman will drive left. Hands it out to Daniels. Daniels out to Honus. Just ending it around the top of the perimeter. Now back to Coulterman. 14 seconds here on the shot clock. Coulterman finds the inside look. Pass back out from Daniels to Honus. The three-point is up and it is out. It was a great pass on the cut inside to Daniels, but unfortunately, Daniels couldn't finish the backdoor pass. In for two. We've actually seen a couple of those today for Onega. They've had a couple of really nice looks and passes inside. Unfortunately, haven't been able to get the finish that they could have wanted. Still definitely can play a more competitive game than they played against Jackson Heights on Tuesday. They're only down by six here. And Frankfurt, 17-11 with 2:48 to go in the second quarter. Ball's on the far side of the floor in the left close corner. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Onega. There is Frankfurt who handles it from the sideline nearest to the Onega bench. They throw it into Parthamer. Parthamer has it, right hand, dribbling to the hip. Now he passes it left side to Ketter. He sets the screen for Ketter as well. Ketter has it on the elbow. Go to Parthamer. Parthamer trying to go over the top for two, and yes, he does. Parthamer has been excelling underneath the chimney with 6 points in the first half. 19-11, an 8-point lead now here for Frankfurt. Extending the lead once more. Ryder Coulterman out to Honus. Honus on the far wing into Bulberg. Bulberg back to Honus. Honus will dribble up to the top of the perimeter. He'll switch out for Coulterman. He'll tell him to go inside. And now Honus will end around at the Pale. Pale inside. Looking around, he finds Bulberg. Bulberg will turn around from the key and shoot a straight arc shot. Bulberg in for two, cuts it to a 6-point game, 19-13. Onega only trails by six with 1:50 to go in the second quarter, but Frankfurt with the ball. Adams, dropping back, doesn't take the three, instead goes inside to Rosequist. Rosequist rotates around, here's the wide open three, and it rattles on in. Henry Ketter from range. Sometimes those are always the hardest threes to hit. You're on an absolute island set up at the top, and you just got to put a straightaway shot right down the middle. And you, right there, you saw a beauty by Ketter. But here, a nice and beautiful layup from Pale, showcasing some moves on the floor. Here, a 7-point game, 22-15. Frankfurt up by 7 to Onega with 1:07 to go in the second quarter. But Parthamer in for two again. He has done an incredible job sealing out defenders and going up for two. Wes Anderson gets credit on the assist. Underneath, Coulterman. Coulterman up top to Pale. Pale driving left side of the wing to Honus. Honus, Ryder, pump takes a three out to Bulberg. 15 on the shot clock, 42 on the main, up to the first half. And here's a shot up from the top of the key. Pale misses. Rebound is by Wes Anderson. Centralia takes back over with 30 seconds here after the first half. Adam Schreiner tells Anderson to slow things down. Try to get this last shot of the half up of 24-15 over Onega. Try to take a double-digit lead into the half. Anderson dribbles to his right. Passes to Parthamer. Parthamer quickly out to the short corner. Stuck though is Ketter. Ketter, who tries to go over the top, and Rosequist makes the rebound, and he's got the put back straight on through. 1 second left, a half-court shot, It bangs off the backboard, but it's far from the basket. Onega will trail by 11, heading into the locker room here at the half. Frankfurt 26, Onega 15. We're back after this here on the Embassy Sports Radio Network.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. Insulation from Susser Building Supply in Seneca, a properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under insulated, so odds are your home can save more insulation. Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Susser Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports. You're at 92.1 KMZA. You're tuned in to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Our halftime score, Frankfurt 26, Onega 15 here in our boys' contest. Again, our girls' contest finished 42-24. Frankfurt girls came up with that victory over the Onega Buffaloes by 18. Right now, again, Frankfurt, they lead by 11 here in the boys' contest, 26-15. The first quarter ended 11-5. Frankfurt outscored Onega 15-10 in quarter number two. Right now, looking at the scores for both sides, Onega 5 points from Volberg, 3 from Colterman. He hit his first 3 of the season. Came into the night 0 for 13, but finally was able to get himself on the board in the 3 category. Casey Hopless, 2 points this season. Josh Daniels, or 2 points in this game. Josh Daniels, 2 rebounds. Tristan Kuhlman, 1 rebound. Luke Tail, 5 points. Max Thompson, 2 rebounds. For Frankfurt, Wes Anderson, 5 points. Fred Rosequist, 6 points. Super 2 at the free throw line. Wes Anderson also hit a 3-point shot in that first quarter. That got the scoring going for Frankfurt, and that took the initial lead. Porter Coleman, he's got 4 points, 2 rebounds. Henry Cutter, a 3-point shot for 3 points total to half. Peyton Adams, 0 for 2 at the free throw line and 3 rebounds. And Kyler Parthamer leads the scoring for the Frankfurt Wildcats, a freshman with 8 points and 2 rebounds. He has been absolutely phenomenal underneath the chimney. Kyler Parthamer, every time he has had a look underneath, he has gotten that ball and he has went up aggressively, confidently, and he has been able to stretch his arm over the defenders and finish inside. And that's extremely what Frankfurt has wanted to do in this game. I mean, he talked about the 2 threes that first half for Frankfurt, but really, Kyler Parthamer, the freshman, this is one of his best games of the season. If not, it is his best game of the season so far. He's displaying his height, he's displaying his youth, but he's also displaying a lot of great talent there on the court side right now for Frankfurt as he leads the team with 8 points and 2 rebounds. 6 points coming in that second quarter, by the way, as well. Taking a look at some team stats, though, Frankfurt with 2 threes at the half. Onega, they hit 3 threes, 2 coming in the second quarter. On the turnover battle, Onega with 5 turnovers, Frankfurt with 3. Frankfurt's out-rebounding Onega, 11-7. Frankfurt has 3 steals, Onega has 1. Frankfurt also has a couple of assists, and they still get to get their first. Frankfurt is 2 for 4 at the free throw line, and Onega, well, they have not gotten to the free throw line yet in this game, and I think you know, we talked about that girls game, is that both teams in that girls matchup were 0-1 at the free throw line, meaning that both teams had only taken one trip up to the line. So if you're Onega, you need to kind of get more aggressive in the second half. You need to be able to drive inside. You got so many guys who have height and strength down low. Graham Volberg, a 6'1 senior, in case of the Hopless, a 6'4 junior, just two guys down low that can really kind of bully and will their way. Also, not to forget Tristan Kuhlman, a 6'4 junior. So, got some height down there. You just have to get that ball down under. You got to force some one-on-ones. And most importantly, you got to finish them. There was a lot of times that Onega did get open looks downside. They down low. They did have guys who were in good positioning to score. But unfortunately, they just could not finish. The Bunnies couldn't finish underneath the basket. So, again, going to the second half of Onega, continuing to learn or continuing to try to figure out how to finish underneath the basket, but also at the same time, getting more aggressive, forcing fouls and getting to the free throw line are just some of the ways that you can slowly get your way back in this game, not just from behind the arc and three-point shooting, but being able to get to the charity line and serve some points up in the paint. Well, for Frankfurt, you look back at that first half and what can they do well heading into the second half? Well, I'll tell you what, they can definitely rebound a little bit better. They can also get to the free throw line more, but for the most part, they're firing on a lot of cylinders here. They're keeping the turnovers low. They're out rebounding. They're doing a good job getting some steals here and there. They just got to be able to continue that success. And right now, they're keeping it a good spread on the offense. Four different scorers. Wes Anderson with 5 points. Parthamer with 8. Fred Rosquist with 6. You just got a lot of guys right now that are getting involved. And that's exactly what Frankfurt wants to do. They want to keep involvement. But Wes Anderson, he averages 22 points a game. I couldn't imagine a player of his caliber who put up, a 30-plus point game out in that Wabunsee tournament. I would not reckon a player like that could be held to under 10 points here in a contest like this. So going to the second half, Frankfurt's definitely going to be able to get their top players going. So Onega, they're going to have to start to try to find pace here with this Onega team. And you're going to have to be able to make some quality adjustments in the second half to force both teams will. But a big positive for Onega, they're keeping up the pace with a top team, a team that went to the state tournament last season, a team that ran the tables and went on the road and took on a very good Bishop Seabury team and won 73-70. So, and they return, you know, just a couple of guys from that team. They do lose Lane Loizo and Carter Olson, but this is still a very stacked team with 3 returning starters on the basketball side. So it's a very good team. This is a good test for Onega here, especially down 2 starters tonight. Onega, they've been down 2 starters every single game they have played so far this season. So, again, looking to get healthy, but with the guys they got out there on the floor, they're playing hard. They're going to try to replicate that toughness here in the second half while Frankfurt will continue to try to extend that league and play from up in front. All right, we take a 2-minute step aside. Again, this is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from it, on the highlandcc.edu. 2 minutes step aside. We come back for the start of the second half of the third quarter. Frankfurt, 26. The Onega Buffaloes, 15.
This is Community Healthcare System, wishing you and your family a joyful, healthy holiday season as we celebrate this special time of year. We want to thank our patients, staff, and communities for your trust and support. Whether you're gathering with loved ones, traveling near or far, or simply enjoying a peaceful moment at home, we hope your holidays are filled with warmth, laughter, and good cheer. From all of us here at Community Healthcare System, happy holidays, and may the new year bring you health, happiness, and hope.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Two quarters, 16 minutes left to go of basketball action. Boys action here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, where the Onega Buffaloes come out here in the second half and pick up a rebound through Maddox Honus. Onega down by 11, 26-15 here to start the third quarter. 7:38 left to go here in the third. I'm Critter Prophet. Seth and Bobby back in studio. Onega controlling it, right side wing. It's Josh Daniels. He drives inside the elbow. He fires it out to Honus. Honus, he goes all the way around the arc, dribbling and driving, and then he passes it out to Coltrane. Coltrane inside, jump stop, short corner shot. Could not get it to go in. Humphless makes the rebound, and then Humphless couldn't get the shot to count. Anderson picks up the rebound for Frankfurt. They go down the court quickly to Anderson. Anderson, he misses a shot underneath the basket, and Honus picks up the rebound. Honus down the floor underneath the legs. Honus, left side, pass out to Daniels. Daniels dribbling up to the top of the perimeter. Now he hands it out to Coulterman. Coulterman, left, right side now. Now pass it back to his left, and he takes a three-point shot, but off the rim. His first three-pointer of the season in the second quarter. Misses that one. Humphless makes the rebound. Misses his second chance opportunity. And Frankfurt capitalizes here. They go down the court. And a three-point shot by Porter Colvin. And now Frankfurt leads 29-15. Now a 14-point lead for Frankfurt over Onega. Onega back with it. Josh Daniels on the far side. Lettering on the boundary. They're trying to pass it out to Honus, but it's taken away in the passing lane by Colvin. But right as soon as it's taken away, it's re-stolen by Onega. And then Onega not able to hit the shot on the long two. And Colvin makes the rebound. So right back to Frankfurt. Anderson, a nice finish as he falls down into the padding of the wall. He's able to swiftly get right back up, but a beautiful finish there down low by Anderson. And now, just like that, Frankfurt dominating, coming out of this half already. Five straight points. And another foul as Anderson goes quickly down the court. 31-15, a 16-point lead for Frankfurt. They call the foul against Onega's number two, Maddox Honus. That is his first of the game. First foul of the quarter for Onega. But 5:48 remaining in the third quarter to go. 31-15, a 16-point lead for Frankfurt. But Anderson has a chance to extend it as he hits his first free throw shot of the game. Anderson came in today, 6 of 10 at the free throw line, a very good, solid free throw shooter. He's got 4 rebounds so far in this game. It's a halftime. It'd be hard to keep a guy like him out of the scoring column as he averages 22 points per game this season. Already here, that first half, he had 5 points. He comes out in the first couple minutes, half number 2 with 4. He's now at 9 points on the game to lead Frankfurt in scoring. Now, here, Onega trying to get down the court, and excuse me, Frankfurt trying to get down the court, and they lose the ball. It's going to be a turnover for Onega, and now Frankfurt takes right back over. Wes Anderson out to beyond the corner. Ketter trying to keep control of it in his hands, and that ball is knocked away, but they're going to be the last one to touch it. Was Ketter. 33-15. An 18-point lead now for Frankfurt, their largest of the game. They lead over the Onega Buffaloes with 5:19 to go here in the third quarter. Frankfurt applying a full court pressure here against Onega. And it's going to be a steal by Colvin. And Colvin tries to go in. Couldn't finish. I think he was trying to, he's even laughing right now. He's like, well, I guess I'll get the assist there because that was meant to be a shot. But I think it turned into an accidental pass. But Adams finished in for two. He was on the near side. And they immediately have a foul here down the floor. They call it against Frankfurt's Henry Ketter. Onega has it. And Honus. Honus. Toss get in here for Onega. He puts it in to Ryder Koltzman. He missed Brett Basket, and Koltzman will lightly pass it back over to Honus. Honus between his legs. Stuck on the pivot. Now he passes out hard to Pale. Pale. Now to Koltzman. Koltzman between the legs. He passes quickly out to Kuhlman. Kuhlman drives up just out of the perimeter and fires his way out to Honus. Honus now behind his hip to Pale. Pale. He drives left side with his left hand. He flings it out to Volberg, and Volberg puts the candy in the stocking with the deep dish three. 35-18. Now drawn to a 17-point game. Frankfurt still leads over Onega. 4:20 to go in this third quarter. Rosequist out to Colbin. Colbin, low dribbling. Now pass out to Parthamer. Parthamer, who led Frankfurt in that first half with 8 points and 4 rebounds. Back in this game. Here's a 3-point shot for Frankfurt and Ketter, and he misses it. Refit off the arc. Ryder Koltzman gets the rebound. He takes this one down the floor for Onega, and then immediately a turnover. Now shy of just 10 turnovers on this game is Onega. Payton Adams will step right back in after getting just about a 30-second break off to the bench. Henry Ketter, the junior, he'll come off right now on the floor here for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Wes Anderson, Porter Colvin, Tyler Parthamer, Payton Adams, and Fred Rosequist on the offensive side. Working from the backcourt right now is Wes Anderson. He flings it out to his left to Parthamer, but that is easily taken away by Honus. It's a quick steal down the floor. Jump, stop, and finish. What an amazing move by Max Honus. Not only a terrific steal, but jump, stop, pump fake. Two defenders made the finish and gets the and one. You couldn't ask for a better sequence if you were the 5'9" junior Honus. Honus gets the and one to go in. That is the first free throw shot attempt and make of this game for Onega. They are now 1 of 1. They trail by 14, 35-21 in the third quarter. Down here to Frankfurt. Frankfurt, though, they try to respond with a quick layup by Porter Colvin. He misses the bunny. The rebound is picked up by Tristan Kuhlman. Now Onega. And draw this one even closer with 3:20 to go in the third. Down by 14. Here's a three-pointer by Ryder Koltzman. It's off the top of the rim. And they're going to get a foul on the floor on Cason Huffless from Onega. That'll be his second foul of the game. That'll also be the second team foul. Both teams have 2 fouls here in the third quarter. As time trickles down with 3:10 left to go in the third. Frankfurt with the 14-point lead, 35-21 over Onega. Wes Anderson with the ball for Frankfurt. Ball's down, but he's able to get the ball out to Rosequist, and Anderson is quickly right back up on his feet. A 3-point shot is taken, and it swirls around like a candy cane. 3-point shot up and good. That was from Peyton Adams. But now a 17-point lead here for Frankfurt. Kuhlman passes down low to Huffless. Huffless out to Koltzman. Koltzman, this is going to be a 3-pointer from Pale. Pale hits it off the top of the Pail. And then the rebound by Colvin as he's down the floor. Right side, he looks to Anderson. Anderson drives inside. He's on a 1-on-3. He passes it out for a 3-point shot attempt by Adams. And it looks like they're going to have a foul on the floor called against Frankfurt's Kyler Parthamer. Now that's his first of the game, team's third of the quarter for Frankfurt. Rosequist will step off and get a break. For Frankfurt, they'll put in Max Suter, the senior. 2:17 to go in the third quarter. 17-point lead for Frankfurt, 38-21 over Onega. Ryder Koltzman, left side, pass off to Pale. Pale inside, Huffless. Huffless drives to the right, now looks left. They could not stir it in. Rebound by Parthamer. And now Frankfurt has it down the court. Parthamer at the top of the perimeter. He goes right side to Adams. Adams, he looks for the steal pass. Instead of passing it off, he drives and loses the ball. It's stolen by Pale. Turnover for Frankfurt. Now a 3-point shot by Kuhlman. Straightaway shot from the top of the arc was not made. And Parthamer picks up back-to-back defensive rebounds here for his team and unit Frankfurt. Farthmer has it. He goes right side to Adams. Adams out to Colvin. Colvin, he gets high. He's stuck on his pivot foot. He goes out to Anderson. Anderson's able to palm it right hand on a turnaround. Anderson drives inside. I have got lucky there not getting Colvin a carry. It passes out, and Farthmer lands a three. And that three-point shot now puts up Frankfurt, their largest lead of the game, 20 points, 41-21 over Onega. With 64 seconds left to go here in the third quarter, Ryder Colchman drives to his left, passes out to Pale. Pale now to his right, out to Coleman. Coleman to Colchman at the top of the key, getting a screen set. Now he's stuck on his pivot foot, passes out. 13 seconds here on the shot clock. Fade away. Long two from the left elbow. Is this by Pale? It's a two. Is picked up by Goldberg. He misses. And then Case Upless misses as well. So back-to-back second chance opportunities missed by Onega. Frankfurt came up with the last rebound. They have it down the floor. And then a timeout is called by head coach Adam Schreiner with 32.6 seconds left to go the third quarter with 32 seconds to go on the shot clock. Chance maybe to finalize or finish with one last shot here in the quarter for Frankfurt. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 41-21. Frankfurt leads by 20 here over Onega.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KNZM. Credit and Profit, Bobby and Seth back in studio. 32.6 seconds left to go the third quarter. It's 41-21, a 20-point lead for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Adam Schreiner just called a timeout here as his team has the possession. It's Henry Ketter with the ball in the far boundary, crowd side. And he passes it to Porter Colvin. Colvin to Ketter. Ketter, he holds it at the timeline. Just trying to let this one get down to as low as possible here. There's 22 seconds on the shot clock, 20 seconds here on the main clock. They're about maybe just 0.4 seconds off from each other. So you can definitely get a last second shot up and end this quarter here. Already a 20-point lead. Can Frankfurt extend it anymore. Here's Farthmer, a three, and he hangs it for three as well. Farthmer, his best game as a freshman in his career being displayed tonight at home. Two threes in the second half, 8 points from the first half, and here we send ourselves to the break. To quarter number four. We'll be right back right after this. It's 44-21. Frankfurt leads over Onega.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSC Sports Radio. Over the start of the fourth quarter, Josh Daniels attempting a three-point shot, rebounded by Wes Anderson. Here's Frankfurt trying to respond quickly down the floor. It's Fred Rosequist in for two, 8 points down in the game. Frankfurt with a 46-21 lead. They're up by 25 points with 7:30 left to go here in the fourth quarter. I believe this will ensue the running clock here. And here's a three-pointer by Volberg. Volberg off the rim. And now Poulter Kolderman gets this one. A deep rebound, and he finishes down the floor. A nice right-hand finish from Frankfurt's Porter Colvin. 48-21, a 27-point lead here for Frankfurt. 7 minutes left to go here in the fourth quarter over Onega. Onega has it at the top of the key. It's Volberg. Volberg, Honus. Honus out to Huffless. Huffless drop steps inside. Reverse layup in for two. Jason Huffless takes the bucket. 48-23. Now this is a 25-point lead here for Frankfurt with 6:40 left to go in the fourth quarter. Drive step inside. Ketter turns around in the basket. Could not make the shot. And making the rebound was Honus. Down the floor. Fast transition. He goes to Huffless, but Huffless not able to get the fast break points. Anderson makes the rebound. Anderson now has 6 rebounds on the game. He has had a very impressive night. 6 rebounds, 9 points. Anderson driving inside, left side lane, down the candy cane lane, and he will travel for, I believe, Frankfurt's 6th turnover of the game. 6:12 left to go. Clock stops here in the fourth quarter. 48-23, a 25-point lead here for the Frankfurt Wildcats over the Onega Buffaloes. Honus with the ball, pump fake left side, Coltman. Now to Daniels. Daniels hesitates, but now he's to Volberg. Volberg, Ryder, Coltman. They look for an inside pass to Huffless, but that is turned over and into the hands of Peyton Adams. Another turnover for Onega. Now well over 10 turnovers here in this contest. Wes Anderson out to his right side. His screen set for Ketter. Ketter at the top of the key. He's got his eyes on the left side. He's got a straightaway shot, and he bricks it off the back of the rim. But a rebound by Colvin for maybe a second chance opportunity to go in and score. And a timeout will be taken here by head coach Adam Schreiner for the Frankfurt Wildcats, trying to keep this possession. Timeout was taken with 28 seconds on the shot clock. 5:30 on the main in the fourth quarter. It's a 25-point lead for Frankfurt. 48-23. Frankfurt leads over Onega. We're back after this 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Hansaland Radio.
Right after the Frankfurt timeout, Wes Anderson goes in for two. He's now got 11 points on the game, 6 rebounds. Frankfurt leads 27 points, 50-23 over Onega with 5:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. Jason Huffless finds a response to underneath the glass for Onega. It makes it now back to a 25-point game, 50-25. Here on the scoreboard, Wes Anderson quickly down the floor and back in for another two. Anderson's not done yet. He averages 22 points a game. He's going to try to do his best to get up to that total. 52-25. Here he's got a steal, and he'll head quickly down the court. He'll go out to his teammate Colvin. Colvin Parthamer releases a three-point shot. It's off the back of the rim and ends of Elberg's hands for a rebound. Onega down the court now. Time trickling, 4:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. 52-25, 27-point lead for Frankfurt. 3-point shot for Volberg is up and off the rim. Anderson makes the rebound. And now Anderson taking this one down the floor. Again, Onega still out 2 of their top players, Keegan Vandenberg and Coy Nieder, due to injury on Vandenberg and sickness from Nieder. Open a speedy recovery and wishing and praying for a speedy recovery for both of those men. Hopefully to join back in this crew the second half of the season here for Onega. Coachman here with it for Onega. Out right side to Daniels. Daniels driving left side. Look for an inside pass to Huffless. And they get a foul there against Frankfurt. This is just the second time in this game that Onega will head up to the free throw line. Something I talked about the half that if Onega wanted to get back into this contest, they need to be more aggressive down low. They've only managed 2 shot fouls here getting pulled from Frankfurt. And the first shot up is up and out for Jason Huffless. Onega now is 1 of 2 at the free throw line this game. Wes Anderson and Fred Rosequist will step off here to the bench. Not sure if that'll be the final time you see them in this matchup, but that might be a secured game here with 3:50 left to go in the fourth quarter, 52-25 to score. Now at the 26-point game, as Huffman is able to hit his second free throw shot, misses his first, but is able to land the second. Now some backups here in for Frankfurt. Gage Wanklin, the sophomore here in the game, as well as Landon Treiner, the sophomore. It's out to Porter Colvin now. Colvin to Parthamer, the freshman. Okay, he's had some very significant minutes in this game and has actually been the leading scorer of this game with 14 total points. And now Parthamer tends the layup shot, couldn't get to go in. Volberg makes the rebound. Volberg out to Colterman. Colterman three-pointer! And Colterman hits the deep three. He came into the night 0-13 around the arc, but Colterman now hitting his first two varsity three-point shots on the season in this matchup. That's definitely going to be dangerous when you can get a point guard like him up and going. Saw on Tuesday, Drake Millis from Jackson Heights, someone who had struggled this entire season from threes, his ability to get going. And I'll tell you what, if you're a point guard and you're in a drought, once you can get a game that can get you comfortable, it feels like it's kind of a spark for the rest of the season. It's Porter Colvin hits another three here in the second half. 55-29. Frankfurt leads over Onega with 2:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Foul on the far side of the floor. They say it's against Frankfurt. Ryder Colterman will go on the baseline and throw it in on the inbound play. Just to the right of the glass. And it looks like Frankfurt, nearly with all bench players here in this game on the floor, besides Porter Colvin, who's out there leading the unit as the lone starter. Here's Onega dropping back for a three-point. Instead of taking it, passing it off to Pale. Pale misses. I think they got another foul on the floor called against Frankfurt. And they do. But they call it against Peyton Adams. So actually two starters here on the floor still out for Frankfurt. Didn't see Adams there. Adams is still out there on the floor alongside Colvin. And underneath the basket, Rosequist tries to go in, but could not get the shot. Jason Huffless for Onega. And that shot out of bounds. It'll change the possession here to Frankfurt. With 2:15 to go in the fourth quarter, 55-29. Frankfurt, they're a dominating lead of 26 points over Onega, and then a turnover. Onega takes back over. It was a steal, I believe, by Pale. We've got two steals in this game. Pale has the ball, left wing, out to Volberg, left elbow shot, and they're going to say another foul on the floor. That'll be foul number three here of this quarter. Four, they'll say here against the Frankfurt Wildcats. Fouls against Landon Treiner, the sophomore, his first time here in the game. And about the free throw line, Goldberg, his first shot is up, and it is off the right of the rim. Substitution on the floor, Frankfurt. They will bring in Lucas Smith, the freshman. It looks like all the starters have now officially been replaced for Frankfurt. They will finish this one out with their bench unit. Of course, one of those bench players right there, Kyler Parthamer, the player who's had a career game here as he has 14 points, 4 rebounds. For sure, definitely a contender for our player of the game alongside Wes Anderson. 1:37 to go in the fourth quarter. Frankfurt leads by 26, 55, 29 here over Onega. And Onega trying to get this ball back from Frankfurt. Frankfurt 3 seconds on the shot clock. Missed shot taken by Landon Schreiner. And shot clock violation by Frankfurt. And they pick up their eighth turnover of the game. Clock stops at 1:22. 55-29. That's Frankfurt over Onega in this fourth quarter. 3-point shot here by Ryder Colterman. It's in and out of the basket. It hit the back of the rim. Ricocheted and went to the top, but then it bounced on out. Clock froze at 1:11, and now Kyler Parthamer, he will end his night as well. So it is all backups here in for the Frankfurt Wildcats to try to finish this game. First time in here for Frankfurt in this night. Levi Marshall, the junior, so he makes his first appearance. they're out on the floor. Still a starting unit out for Onega, just trying to get some points here. And this, maybe on a positive note, Schulman hits the floor on the near side. There's a Frankfurt bench as the ball goes out of bounds. We'll say it's Frankfurt still on the possession. 51.8 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. 55-29 is your score. And now here, Onega, they will put in their backups and they'll let them play. The mention some JV here to finish out. So for Onega, they look to put in the backups in here. They finish out with Luke Pale, Tristan Tillman, Isaac Wegner, Cameron Kramer, as well as Corbin Van Dong, all out here on the floor. Here's Van Dong. Van Dong out to Pale. Pale, swung it far side. Tristan Kuhlman is able to pick it up. Kuhlman, inside look to Van Dong. Van Dong loses the ball between his legs, and that ball goes right back to Frankfurt. Frankfurt, down the floor. Luke Smith trying to go in for two, but could not get it to finish. Clock stops at 22 seconds. 55-29, Frankfurt. Again, they look to win this one, improving to 5-2 before the winter break. And Onega looking to drop to 2-3 before they finish out the 2025 part of the season. Frankfurt, they still got three more games here in 2025. Fairbury on the 22nd, Thayer Central on the 30th, and Rock Hills on the 34th. All a part of a holiday tournament. And it looks like the officials are trying to correct something here. They're trying to direct the bench players here up to the free throw line. They're laughing and joking around. I think Onega's backups here thought they needed to go all the way down the court. But the officials kept saying, no, you're up at the free throw line. And here they're still joking about it. Up at the free throw line is Cameron Kramer. He missed his first shot. And he hits the second. So Cameron Kramer, he picks up his fifth point of the season with that free throw shot made. And now 17 seconds here to drain off the clock here before we end this contest. 55-30. That's Frankfurt, who leads by 25 points. Just 10 seconds left to go, and they have another foul here on the floor. They'll call it against Onega, and that'll send Frankfurt for an inbound play underneath the glass. So again, after this, we'll have our post-game show wrap-up and our player of the game. Of course, it's a Friday, so you can also catch Jake and Boz on the scoreboard show after both M and N wrap up our game. Tristan Kuhlman passes out right side, and a three-point shot right in this game by Kramer is missed. And our final score concludes 55-30 after Frankfurt takes the lead with a three-point shot to begin the game by Wes Anderson. They didn't look back. They win this game in dominant fashion. We'll take a step aside. We'll come right back for our final segment here on this game. Again, Frankfurt boys win 55-30 over Onega, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
This holiday season, Foster Ford is spreading cheer with our Christmas giveaway. Enter our drawing for a chance to win one of two adorable Christmas bears or one of two $50 Chamberbuck gift certificates. It's our way of saying thank you and celebrating the season with you. Stop by Foster Ford right off Highway 75 in Holton to enter and check out our great selection of new and used inventory. Wishing you a joyful holiday season from all of us at Foster Ford.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
In the sports world, offense scores points, but defense wins championships. That's how we should all view our finances, too. Earning money puts points on the board, but saving money keeps you in the game. For a reliable teammate you can count on, turn to DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here one final time on I-2.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinn and Prophet, Seth and Bobby back in studio. It's our final broadcast here on I-2.1 KMZA of 2025. We'll step right back with you January 2nd of 2026 for our next basketball broadcast. But let's recap and finish this one out. Again, the Frankfort boys just beat Onega 55-30, a game where they led at the half 26-15 and outscored Onega 29-15 in the second half. Looking through some of the notable scores, Graham Milberg, 8 points for Onega. Ryder Coltrane, 6 points. Hit his two three-point shots in this game, his first two threes of the entire season and of his varsity career. Jason Huffless, he finished with 7 points. Josh Daniels finished with no points with 2 rebounds. And Luke Pale, he finished with 5 points. Omatic Tony finished with 3 points, 2 steals, and 5 rebounds for the Onega Buffaloes. While Onega finished with just 3 threes on the game, all from the first half, more than 10 turnovers, 18 rebounds, and just 5 steals. For the Frankfort Wildcats, they finished with 7 total threes, just under 10 turnovers, over 23 rebounds, 6 steals, and a couple of assists as well. Frankfort was led by Kyler Parthmer with 14 total points, 2 threes in the second half, 8 points there to lead the team in the first half. Wes Anderson also had 13 points, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and an assist. Fred Rose with 8 points. Porter Coleman with 12 points and 6 rebounds. Again, this is our Player of the Game segment brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. Now, I've kind of done this quite a lot this season, and, you know, it's the season of giving, so I'm going to continue to do it. I'm giving 2 players of the game here in this matchup, Wes Anderson and Kyler Parthmer. Wes Anderson finished with 13 points, as I mentioned, 7 rebounds, 2 steals, and an assist. Great game from him. But also, you turn the page over, you look at Kyler Parthmer, who had his best game of his freshman career. 14 points, 2 threes, 8 points to lead the team in the first half, and 4 rebounds. He is going to be an incredible player as the season goes on and as his career goes on as a young freshman athlete. So again, our girls' matchup concluded 42-24, Frankfort won over Onega, and our boys' matchup finished 55-30, Frankfort winning over Onega. This was our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. Real quick, again, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. Again, our next broadcast will be on January 2nd here on 92.1 KMZA. With that being said, we send you to a simulcast on 103.9 KMZ with Brandon Sapman calling Dawson West at Troy in a competitive boys matchup.